At a press conference on strengthening laws to fight internet predators, a bipartisan group of legislators got some help from someone best known for fighting crime on the small screen. Eric Estrada, who's best known for playing Ponch, a motorcycle cop on the TV show Chips. Estrada is, in real life, a certified officer with the Bedford County, Virginia Sheriff's Department in their ICAC, or Internet Crimes Against Children Department. He works online from his home in Southern California on safety education and prevention efforts.
When I became aware of what was going on the internet, I was brought in and I was sat down by one of the gentlemen in front of the computer, and he punched in a 4, a Y, and a 0. And he says, "What's that?" And let's face it, I'm from the disco era, you know, I'm from the 70s. That was my time on the street. I looked at him and I said, "For yo?" And he says, no. He says, "Watch." And he clicks, just a click away. The frame starts to fill up like 4 times over. It was 457 hits of people out there wanting to share 4-year-old child pornography with me. That quick. That's what's going on. And he pulled up one of those little films. And when you see a 11-month-old baby girl in a situation where she's being victimized by an adult, it's just what's going on out there. Now I interpret all the Latino stuff that comes through my unit. It's nasty, and we can do something about it. And also, we would like help with electronic providers out there. There's a law that they have to give us information, and they have to help law enforcement when we call them up and say, "Hey, look, we have this. Can you help us? Give us an address. Can you help us?" A lot of them really, they make it difficult to. They don't cooperate as readily as they should. But I'm sure if they looked at 3 seconds of what I've looked at, they would help. Because it could be their child, their grandchild. What I've seen is real. It is real. It's out there. It's a lot nastier and a lot more dangerous than we think. The internet's a great tool for education, entertainment, information. But it's also the greatest hangout for sexual predators.
Steve Anders is an investigator with the ICAC Task Force.
Child pornography is nothing short of a crime scene photo of a child being raped. We know that the majority of these people trafficking in these crime scene images are what we call dual offenders. That means not only are they collecting this to fuel their fantasies, a vast majority of them are committing hands-on offense. When they fuel their minds with this and equate it with pleasure, it's not that long before they start acting out what they're viewing because they want to experience it firsthand. The ICACs, we're not the best hope. We're the only hope for the children in this Commonwealth and across the country that are waiting for someone to come rescue them, to pull them out of a situation that they have no power to save themselves from.
Both the House and Senate have already passed bills that would help police more efficiently obtain search warrants of internet service providers. Republican Delegate Dave Albo of Fairfax has submitted a bill that would expand the state's child accountability reporting system created last year. Currently, Social Services reports any information on child abuse cases to a centralized database. Albo's bill would expand that database to include the state police and court systems, so they can track child abuse cases once a charge is made. Albo's bill has passed both the House and Senate unanimously. Democratic Senator Cree Deeds of Bath County has submitted a budget amendment that would create a dedicated revenue stream for Virginia's two ICAC task forces by imposing a $10 fee on felony and misdemeanor convictions in the state. Deeds says he believes this will generate about $1.8 million a year. Yesterday, the bill passed the House Appropriations Committee unanimously, which should bring it to the floor for a full vote in a matter of days. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.